Well, there's frustration for health authorities in Victoria over a small team of Sydney furniture removalists that they say isn't fully cooperating with requests for their movements in the state last week. Two of the removalists are COVID positive, and that's put a Melbourne apartment building into lockdown. Samantha Donovan reports.
Melbourne woman Sheryl Scott and her neighbours are now in quarantine for 2 weeks after a team of Sydney removalists spent several hours in their apartment building last Thursday.
There's only one lift in the building, and yeah, I was in that lift.
Now back in Sydney, two of the removalists have tested positive. A third is showing symptoms. None of the building's residents, including the person whose furniture was being moved, have tested positive so far. But Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Associate Professor Daniel O'Brien, says apartment blocks are high-risk environments.
What we know from our experience, both in the recent South Bank apartment complex outbreak, where we had, you know, more than 10 cases, but also what you're already seeing in New South Wales, is that it's not just being directly in contact. It can involve just being in the same foyer space where you breathe the same air. It may be being in the lift where you have common touch points or again share air. There are other common areas that you can get exposed.
Aside from the apartment building, Victorian contact tracers have established the removalists also moved furniture for a family in the northern Melbourne suburb of Craigieburn and visited a service station for something to eat and a shower at Balan, northwest of Melbourne, before driving on to Adelaide. The worry, though, is they've made other stops which they haven't reported. Victoria's COVID testing commander, Jerome Weimer, says while he thinks the men are being honest, getting accurate information from them and their employer about their movements in the state is proving difficult.
They're not being as forthcoming, or their recollection is not as accurate as I would like it to be. The level of information that's coming through is not as fulsome as I'd like, and just the sense of clarity is not emerging as quickly as we would like. I remain not entirely confident that with the removalists there may not be more information to come out. I have to say, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and return in a little over 48 hours is a fair crack.
Mr. Weimar says the removalists did have special worker permits to enter Victoria, but it's not clear if the permits requirements were complied with.
We have interstate special worker permits. We have a national freight code as well, which is all about enabling that critical cross-border movement to continue, and we absolutely support that and subscribe to that. What we need people to do, though, is to comply with the obligations in those permits, which includes if you're in virtual isolation when you're in Victoria, you need to wear a mask, you need to be socially distanced, you need to stay in your cab at all times, and you're not doing 5 hours of removalist work in an apartment building.
Both freight permits and essential worker permits for entry to Victoria require holders to take a COVID test every 7 days. The South Australian Road Transport Association has told The World Today that type of requirement is onerous and drivers should be given priority in the vaccine rollout. Steve Shearer is the association's executive officer.
We're certainly not saying mandate vaccination. We don't believe in that philosophically, but it should be an available option for a truck driver to get vaccinated, even if they're under 60. And if they are properly vaccinated, they should be able to substantially reduce, if not completely remove, the COVID testing requirements. Now, in South Australia's case, we've had over 1.5 million entries by truck drivers into South Australia since the pandemic began. And this case with the removalists the last few days is the first case that we've had of COVID being exposing South Australia by a truck driver. And the reason is truck drivers, long-distance truck drivers, are isolated in their truck. We don't have any paper transactions anymore because of the pandemic. It's all electronic. They have their sleep in their truck and they're isolated from the general community. And so that has kept the risk extremely low. The challenge now is that this Delta variant is so contagious that even with that brilliant risk management by our industry, the risk has gone up.
The Australian Furniture Removers Association wasn't available for an interview.
Samantha Donovan with that report.